Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tyler Dunn covers the NFL and does really good, deep journalism. He talks to people and then, you know, gets to the bottom of what makes different folks in football tick, and I like his reads, golongtd.com. And he joins us now to discuss a recent piece he did on Cliff Kingsbury here in the nation's capital. Tyler, it's Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time. How are you?
Grant, Danny, what a pleasure to be here, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, you got it, buddy. Appreciate you. Why don't we start with what piqued your interest? Why, you know, there's a lot of coordinators, a lot of people around the league worth diving into right now. Why Cliffy?
You know what? You know what probably grinds my gears as much as anything, right? To quote Peter Griffin here, it's like when perception just kind of overwhelms reality, and you know, a take can kind of get spun within the ecosystem in which we all inhibit, right? And then we just kind of accept it as fact. And I feel like that kind of happened to Cliff Kingsbury, where it starts great those two seasons in Arizona. What, like 10-2 and 6-0, and everything's hunky dory, and Kyler Murray looks like an MVP candidate, and then it all kind of falls apart. He inevitably, like all head coaches do, falls on the sword, and we all kind of assume, well, this is a coach with an offense, the defense is figure out, not suited to be a head man. And off to Thailand he goes. He's not taking coordinator interviews, and you know, he pops up at USC, and then he pops up there with the Washington Commanders. And I think when all this is kind of going down, I was just thinking about it this week because it's football in June, and we all kind of read into it too much, and I didn't really want to look at clips on X and write a story on any of those. The Deebo Samuel stuff was insane, by the way. We can talk about that later if you want. I mean, my God, it's just, he's running Versailles. Who cares? I'm just thinking about Cliff, and my mind went back to a conversation I had with somebody who knows him best, Nick Shimanek, a quarterback at Texas Tech. He was Mahomes' back, and he became the starter. And this is way back in 2020 when we talked, and he's just like, man, Cliff is somebody who shows up at 3:30 a.m., gets a workout in, watches film, goes to meeting, watches more films, goes to meeting, and then watches more film. And it's insane what he's digging into. He watched every single play of the prior NFL season. This is when he's at Tech. He's looking back at clips from frickin' Bowling Green, any college he can, any way to get an advantage. And I'm just thinking, man, this is somebody that's a little more old school than anybody thinks. I get it. He's got the good looks, the 2020 COVID draft room with the fireplace outside. All that stuff kind of gets us thinking about him a certain way. He's more of a grinder than anybody knows, and I feel like it really showed last year with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, Tyler, to that point, and that may be the answer to the question, but what do you think the biggest public misconception is about Cliff Kingsbury? Is it based on that, the fireside draft chat, or is it, you know, just in general about the guy, the good head of hair, the handsome face, the baritone voice? Like, what's the big misconception out there that you've now kind of debunked?
I think the misconception is that his offense, his way of doing things is bound to just blow up in flames, and he doesn't have a counterpunch. I think that because, I mean, look, it was ugly at the end in Arizona. You can't dispute that. But to just put all of the blame on the coach, the one with the X's and O's, I think is generalized. And he had a quarterback in Kyler Murray who's unbelievably talented, does a lot of things nobody else can. But let's be real. I mean, they had to put a homework clause in his contract to get him to watch film. You know, you got a head coach who's watching films all hours of the day and a quarterback who I guess would rather play video games than put in that extra time. I mean, Jane Daniels is wired more like Cliff than Kyler Murray is, than even a Caleb Williams is, another quarterback that he's had. I've heard unsavory things about him when it comes to film. And I feel like that's the misconception, is that this guy's got an offense that is going to get figured out, and it just doesn't fly in the NFL. And I think it's the exact opposite. I look at him like a McVay, like a Shanahan, like some of the best offensive minds in the sport who can have that counterpunch. He just has to get with the right quarterback. I feel like that's been the case all along. He did this stuff with Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in the sport. I feel like all along he's been somebody with a deep Rolodex of contacts throughout the league and a deep well of plays to dip into. And I think that now he just has the quarterback to kind of maximize his own football brain. And that probably matters as much as anything in the NFL. That combination of offensive play caller and quarterback. Some teams have it, some teams don't. And if you can kind of marry that up, you'll be competing for Super Bowls year in and year out.
Read Tyler Dunn's piece on Cliff Kingsbury. It's really good. Cliff Kingsbury's magic touch and the separation of reality and perception. You know, it's funny because one of the things I was going to ask you in this conversation, based on something you touched on early in the piece, you've kind of brushed past here, which is, it almost feels to me like, having now seen him operate from up close and personal for a year, that some of the stuff we always say helps coaches, like, you know, looking like they're straight out of Central Casting, being handsome, the well-manicured beard, the fact that he's on the cover of GQ, NFL Coaching Edition or whatever, it kind of backfires on him. Because there is this perception like he's Hollywood, and you said it. I mean, the fire on a 100-degree day in Arizona on draft day didn't help. But, I mean, this dude is at the facility at, like, 3:56 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know that he's viewed that way.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of central to, like, the whole point I'm trying to make here is, like, we just get thinking about coaches and players a certain way. And then field can kind of, like, quote unquote, air quote, to justify it in our brains. And that's kind of what happened to Cliff. I mean, it didn't end well on the field for him, but it's not because he's like this finesse head coach, not putting in the time. It's the exact opposite. It is similar in a way to, the most extreme example would be like Bill Belichick. Just go back and read some of the stories about him, and it's hilarious. There's an article I found where he was referred to by a writer. It's like, was it a Beavis and Belichick? I mean, this guy was a dunce, adult, described as somebody you just don't want to be around, whether you're a coach or a player. And Ed Leroy Horde, he was a Browns running back at that time on my podcast, and he's like, man, before every game, Bill is pointing out a player on the other team and giving us a tendency, a tell, some kind of secret that's going to help us in that game, every single player. And it's the kind of stuff that once he gets to New England, once he gets with Tom Brady, things just take off. And he's the greatest coach of all time with the greatest quarterback of all time. And again, that union was something special. So I don't know. I just we need to hit the brakes and not rush to conclusions about any coach, any quarterback, anybody in the sport, because that second go around, that second chance, I mean, great things can happen. Look at Dan Quinn. I mean, granted, he did take a team to the Super Bowl. We tend to forget that. But it's kind of nuts that this guy was even on the street at any point. I mean, talking to his assistants and players, he's one of the five, maybe one of the three best head coaches in football for a million different reasons. So, you know, it's okay to hire somebody who, quote-unquote, you know, failed somewhere else. That experience can be used for good, and maybe everything you think about that coach was dead wrong.
So Tyler, and it's a great point. Let me just share this and I want to get your reaction. So last year, while the season was going on, we talked a lot about the cliff, right? Which is, you know, towards at certain points in seasons in Arizona, Texas Tech, second half of years, whatever, the offense wasn't the same once there was enough tape available. And we were pointing to certain tendencies. For example, Terry McLaurin only lining up in one spot back in the day in Arizona, DeAndre Hopkins in one spot, et cetera. And we're going through this stretch where the offense isn't as good. And I'm sitting there going, someone's got to do something. And then adjustments were made. And that kind of wasn't what you associated over the years with Kingsbury, right? It was like, this is the way we do it. We're just going to run tempo, run whatever it is into the ground. And he did make changes. He put McLaurin in motion and kind of changed the way they operated. And the offense business picked right back up again as the second half of the season went on. And so that, to me, was a real telltale sign of growth in Kingsbury. Just your thoughts there.
No, that's exactly the point, you know, and I'm not breaking down the film as closely as you are, but that's kind of everything that, you know, players at Texas Tech said. God, I talked to them back in 2019 and 2020, brought to life in the pros, that this is somebody who is thinking two, three steps ahead. And I guess it's a tough balance because, I mean, you don't want to get to the playoffs and completely change who you are as a team, as an offense. You know, I think that maybe that some teams can kind of get trapped into that and think, oh, it's a different kind of football. Everybody has seen our film. We've got to completely change who we are and throw a counterpunch when, well, you got there for a certain reason. And I'm not sure what that fine line is, but they figured something out, at least until they ran into that buzzsaw that is the Philadelphia Eagles, where you've got Jane Daniels, you've got something that no other team possesses. I mean, God, 0-60. Point A to point B. There's not a faster, more athletic, more dangerous weapon at the quarterback position in the entire NFL. So it's not like you want him to turn into somebody else. But you do have to have a subtle tweak here and there, and just the way you use a Terry McLaurin. Man, that makes all the sense in the world. And I'm sure with these 5, 6, 7 months they've had over the offseason, they're going to figure something out. They've got a lot of smart people on that coaching staff, by the way. It's such an interesting group. I covered Joe Witt when he was in Green Bay as a cornerbacks coach. And way back then, like 2011, 2012, you could tell he was going to be a coordinator one day. I mean, he's getting just the absolute most out of an undrafted rookie in Sam Shields to a Hall of Famer like Charles Woodson. And you can see how guys feed off his energy. It was only a matter of time before, you know, some light bulbs went off on that defensive side of the ball. And I'd be shocked if they didn't keep ascending over on the defense with Joe Witt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tyler Dunn is with us on Grant and Danny. I was surprised that Kingsbury didn't take more interviews for head coaching jobs this offseason. He did interview in a couple of places. And it sounds like decided before even New Orleans made a decision, he didn't want that job. He's staying in Washington. How hard is it going to be to keep him moving forward, do you think? And what do you think is his interest in being a coach again?
Man, that is such an excellent question because, you know, why would you just jump at a New Orleans job if you're Cliff Kingsbury? Right? Like, these jobs open up usually because the situation is just absolute garbage. And I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints right now. This is a team that's been tricking itself into being a Super Bowl contender in perpetuity, and they've got no plan at quarterback. You didn't even know what was going to happen with Derek Carr. Either way, it's probably not going to be a good outcome when that position was opened up. I was shocked that Kellen Moore took it. Like, he's another one that could just kind of hit pause, wait a year, wait for that perfect opportunity to come up, and your stock's not going anywhere. The Eagles' offense is going to be dynamite again, you would assume, and I feel like that's what Cliff Kingsbury's doing here. Is there's no rush to just dive into what could be a really bad situation. And, you know, I think he probably has stories to share, right, about ownership. Some way, somehow, as folks there know, bad owners can create bad teams. It's pretty awful with the Arizona Cardinals. It's pretty awful in a lot of different spots. It's pretty damn good with the Washington Commanders right now. They've got a good thing cooking. So I wouldn't be in a rush to leave that team, that head coach, that quarterback, unless it is the absolute perfect destination. Who is that going to be? Every year there's one or two jobs that open up that are like, oh, I mean, that's a Super Bowl contender, right? That team that just can't get over the hump. Maybe the owner tries to challenge this team to get better, and you can walk into a situation with a top 10 quarterback, a ready-made roster. I mean, in that case, yeah, you take that job. And, you know, Ben Johnson's been trying to pick and choose his spot. He's the last guy that was kind of in this pole position. It feels like Cliff Kingsbury will be in that pole position, barring, you know, disaster. He'll be able to pick any team he wants next year. And who knows if he wants it, right? Like, maybe he wants to just chill as a coordinator for a while and enjoy life.
What did the time in Thailand and then at USC kind of do for him as a coach, respectively, in your mind?
God, I would love to know. I'm planning to get down there to Commanders training camp this summer and hopefully talk to Cliff Kingsbury about that all. Because just like you, I'm fascinated to know, like, what is going through your mind when, right, you're kind of made the scapegoat, you get let go, and you just buy that one-way ticket to Thailand, you get the hell out of town, and you tell teams, I'm not taking any calls this year. In some form or fashion, I have to think that reset was just good for his mind, body, and soul to get the hell out of the pressure cooker and take a step back. And, you know, at USC, he's around Caleb Williams, and there's a lot of good there, and you could probably have some fun devising some schemes and some plays, but I don't know. I mean, I don't see Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, like, on the same planet at this point. And I think he knew what he was getting into there with Washington versus, you know, getting in there with Chicago with Caleb Williams.
In addition to some of the pieces you write about folks like Kingsbury around the NFL, Tyler, I know you spend so much of your time covering the Buffalo Bills. Is Buffalo in the same kind of class right now as Baltimore, where in the AFC, the Chiefs have had the stranglehold, but these teams that have been kicking at the door, just kind of hanging around, at some point they're trying to break through, going with the bite at the apple philosophy, so to speak. Is there a reason this year could be different for the Bills, for the Ravens, for anybody else like the Bengals to try to break through?
It was a really fascinating offseason for the Bills because when they lost again to the Chiefs, to Mahomes again, I mean, the numbers are gory when you really look at the Bills' performance. Three playoff losses, or the four to the Chiefs with the one to Burrow. It's unbelievable. I think there's like 40 non-kneel-down drives, and they've allowed 22 touchdowns, 9 field goals created, one or two turnovers. It's awful. So there's part of me that's thinking, okay, is Brandon Bean going to look at this and say, good Lord, we can't stop anybody. Let's just add more weapons. Let's just draft weapons. Let's try to win 45-38. And he didn't do that at all, really. I mean, they went into the draft and drafted, what, defensive players with their first 5 picks, starting with Maxwell Harrison, trying to get a smaller corner who can maybe stick with those Chiefs receivers on those crossers. And they load up on the D-line, T.J. Sanders in the second, Joey Bosa, Larry Okunjobi, Michael Hoyton for agency. And that, you know, I sat down with Bean to talk about this in a one-on-one if people want to check it out. And he kind of convinced me. I mean, it makes sense. You have to at least try, right? You have to at least give Sean McDermott and his defensive staff a ton of new toys to play with, something different that time of the year, because the offense is not the reason they're losing these playoff games. At some point, the offense has to not be perfect and still win a game in the playoffs because the defense is in a total calamity. So I think they've got so many new pieces on that side of the ball, and it can't get any worse against Mahomes in the playoffs, that maybe this year you get a different outcome if you're the Buffalo Bills.
Tyler, great with us, man. It's a great piece on Kingsbury. I really appreciate the time, dude. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys as well. Thanks so much for having me on.
You got it. You got it. Tyler Dunn on Grant and Danny. Go read the piece on Cliff Kingsbury. It was outstanding.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.